WJR Special Edition, Homeward Bound, Child Safe Michigan.
Homeward Bound, I wish I was homeward bound.
With your host, Paul W. Smith.
Usually with you Monday through Friday from 5:30 till 9, but from time to time, we find out about some people, some entity, some organization that is so special, we decide to feature them in our WJR Special Edition. And now, it's Child Safe Michigan. What in the world is Child Safe Michigan? We'll find out together next.
It's Special Edition, Homeward Bound, Child Safe Michigan. Once again, Paul W. Smith.
What or who is Child Safe Michigan? Well, we're about to find out here on our WJR Special Edition. And it all came about from a chance encounter at the Huntington Bank Best in Business program that Mike Feasey has every year. And WJR and the Paul W. Smith Show, very proud to be a part of that. That's where I met Elizabeth Brazilian, the Director of Development of Child Safe. Elizabeth, nice to see you again.
Nice to see you.
And congratulations to you. And I also met Ashley Fell, the Development Associate at that time as well. Ashley, good to see you. And you guys won, if you will, the opportunity to come on WJR with this special edition from that Huntington Bank Best in Business. And I said, we'd be thrilled to have you on. I just don't know what it is. Anne-Marie Lesniak is here as the executive director, along with Jennifer Brubaker, mentoring supervisor. And Anne-Marie Lesniak, as executive director, it's up to you now to let us all know who or what Child Safe Michigan is and all about.
Hi, Paul. Nice to meet you. Child Safe Michigan is a foster care, adoption, and mentoring agency that provides services to children in Southeast Michigan. We're located in Oakland County, and we service the Tri-County area, Oakland, Macomb, Wayne, Ingham counties. Our mission is to provide foster care, adoption, and mentoring services to abused, neglected, and at-risk children. Our focuses are advocacy, prevention, treatment, reunification, permanency, and community outreach. We have a very strong vision where we believe that every child has the right to have a safe and loving family free of abuse and neglect. And we strive to be a compassionate and competent system of care, providing a full continuum of care for the children and families that we serve. We use our mentoring program as a support service to our foster care and adoption program, as well as to other children in the foster care system.
If I'm not mistaken, April is Child Abuse Awareness Month, so the timing on this is pretty good, as was pointed out to me by Elizabeth the other day in our conversation. What I really need to know, and maybe Jennifer, you're the person to ask, how big a problem is this in Michigan, and how important are your services? How much use is there for an organization like this?
Hi, Paul. Well, thank you for having me, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
In Michigan alone, there are over 14,000 children who are in the foster care system. As Anne-Marie said, we serve children in Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County, and there are over 4,800 children in foster care who reside in those counties. My mentoring program, we serve youth ages 7 to 23 in Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County, and in that age range, there are over 2,800 kids who could benefit from having a mentoring relationship. Right now in my mentoring program for my community-based program, I currently have 40 youth who are being served, with 10 in process right now in Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne County.
I have an adopted son. I don't refer to him as my adopted son, except in a conversation like this about adoption. He is my son. And I'm just wondering, for clarity's sake, for people who are not involved in either adoption or foster care, maybe, I'm not sure who'd be best, but maybe Anne-Marie, just take us through that and the difference and why someone chooses foster care as opposed to adoption.
Well, as Jennifer stated, there's 14,000 children in our state right now who are in foster care throughout the state. We, foster care goal is always reunification with birth families.
So the key here is the temporariness of the foster care is done with the hope of reuniting the family. I've never heard that before.
Correct. And when that is not possible, then we look at adoption. So when you adopt a child through the child welfare system, there's almost no cost to you as an adoptive parent. The state pays for the physicals, and the whole process is facilitated with an agency. At ChildSafe, we have facilitated close to 70 adoptions since the inception of our program. And these are kids who have a variety of different needs, who are looking for permanent homes. Currently, right now in the state, there are 300 children that are eligible for adoption. We like to do what we call a foster to adopt program. So you work with the child and the birth family, hoping to reunify, and when that is not the case, then we look at adoption. Foster parents get first consideration of the children that they have fostered. So we see a variety of families that come to become foster parents. Maybe their parents have fostered, or they know somebody, or they grew up in foster care, or they are unable to conceive children, and looking at the child welfare system here in Michigan as a way to expand their family.
Now, you see, I'd never heard that before. I guess I always presumed that if you were a foster child, you were hoping to get adopted by someone, and no one was adopting you. And so you went from foster home to foster home, which I thought was a pretty sad experience and a sad way to grow up. But in fact, what you're saying is you're putting them in a situation where they still can get back to their birth parents, which they can't once there's an adoption. Once there's an adoption, they are adopted. They are now officially part of this other family. So it is does every child go into the foster care, foster to adopt program? Is that the way it works?
Most of the agencies do that. Permanency is our goal as a state to provide permanent homes for children. We struggle as a state, as well as ChildSafe as an agency, is finding homes for older children. So the 13 to 17-year-old child who is being pulled into foster care at no fault of their own. Maybe parents have substance abuse issues, there's abuse or neglect. And, if you've raised teenagers, they can be very challenging. And so we have a campaign right now where we're looking for families that would open their home to take an older child to help maintain school placements. The statistics for children who are leaving foster care are not very positive in our country. Children end up homeless. They end up incarcerated. They end up couch surfing. And so we as a state and as an agency have really made a commitment to find permanency for these children, whether it's independent living skills or family to be an attached adult to them, to help them teach them things about becoming an adult.
ChildSafe Michigan is a foster care, adoption, and mentoring agency working with neglected, abused, and at-risk children. As a Michigan-based 501c3 nonprofit organization, they make a direct difference in hundreds of children's lives every year. And as we continue on WJR Special Edition, we'll let you know how you can make a difference in children's lives.
Back with more from Special Edition, Homeward Bound. Once again, Paul W. Smith.
We're talking about ChildSafe Michigan. Now, their vision is a community where every child has a safe and loving family, free of abuse, free of neglect. And to accomplish this, there are several things that they need to do, and they're going to share with us how they go about it. Anne-Marie Lesniak, Executive Director, Jennifer Brubaker, Mentoring Supervisor, Elizabeth Brazilian, Director of Development, and Ashley Fell, a Development Associate. And as we went into the break, Anne-Marie, you talked about the fact that you're looking for families that would, in fact, foster an older child. Tell me what the family needs to know. Tell me what they need to do, and what they're looking at if they step forward and say they want to help in this way.
First step would be to check our website, which is www.childsafemichigan.org.
And that's spell out Michigan, ChildSafe Michigan, spell it out all the way, .org. Okay.
Correct. We run orientations every month within our agency. It is a legal process to become a foster parent. We provide exceptional support, round-the-clock on-call services, extra services. We have a therapist that is trained in a trauma model, and she provides assistance to foster parents. It's really opening up your home to provide a temporary placement such as you would if you were taking an exchange student. And then that placement could become permanent. And so when I talk to some of my friends who have taken exchange students, they have lifelong relationships with these students, whether they come back to visit. And we'd like to frame foster care in that respect. You would take a child in your home. You would know everything that you need to know about that child. We would help facilitate school placements. Foster parents get a small stipend for room and board and daily care for those children. And we assist with facilitating the medicals, the dentals, if there's mental health concerns. And one of the great things that ChildSafe does is we have an amazing board of directors and funders who help fund the activities that are not necessarily covered by the per diem rate that foster parents get in the state. So, for example, if a child has access to go on a field trip, that might not be something that a foster parent could afford. We have raised dollars so that we could pay for those activities so that child could have a normal experience and not be singled out as a foster child. The clothing allowance that children get when they come into foster care is very minimal, and we ensure that our kids have the best of the best, and the whole family is supported in that respect.
You know, forgive me for this, because I go to a lot of different functions and dinners, and I went to a dinner where it seems like we were talking about these things, and I don't know if it was Child Safe Michigan. I can tell you that First Lady Sue Snyder was there and very supportive of this. And what I learned there was of the problem of foster kids, the term I remember now, aging out of the system. And I thought, this sounds horrible. I never thought about this. Here's this child who, through no fault of their own, finds themselves away from their biological family. They come in as a guest in a foster home, and then they get to an age where they basically can't stay. They've aged out. This is a horrible problem. So I suspect that's why you're talking so significantly about the foster to adoption program, because obviously if they get adopted, they're there. They're part of the family.
Correct. And our mentoring program is a strong support for that.
I know that Jennifer Brubaker is the mentoring supervisor, and I want to hear a little bit about what you do, how you do it, and some of the stories that you can share with us here on WJR.
Perfect. The mentoring program is a huge passion for me. I didn't grow up in the foster care system, but I did grow up in a troubled background. You know, I got in a lot of trouble in high school. I ran away to Florida. I was involved in drugs and alcohol. And I was placed into a mentoring program that completely changed my life. The mentors who were part of the program are still a huge part of the program, a huge part of my life today. And if it wasn't for them and the dedication and the commitment that they did with me, I probably wouldn't be the person that I am today. So after the mentoring program, I ended up going off to college, and I decided that I wanted to give back just like this mentoring program did for me, which is why I now run a community-based mentoring program for youth in foster care. That we match adult role models in the community with our youth, and our mentors have to be at least 21 years of age. We dedicate ourselves to our mentors, and we make sure that we provide the right mentors with the correct mentee. So we do a lot of interviewing with our mentors, background checks. They go through an application process, a six-hour interviewing process. We interview our kids. We make sure we get to know their interests, and we really match them up based on compatibility, their interest. We go into making a match. We want to make sure that it's not going to be just a year match, but it's going to be a lifelong commitment. I want to make sure that they have someone there who's going to stick through them to the end, through college, and is going to be there to support them. I also run a high school mentoring program for at-risk youth, and we really focus on overcoming obstacles, goal setting, career prep, scholarships, financial aid, and that is a 30-week program where we get professional mentors in the community who come out for an hour for 30 weeks and dedicate their time to make sure that they are prepared for life after college or life after high school.
That's very good. And I'm sorry you had to go through what you went through, but obviously it's been very helpful and very useful for you to face some of these kids and be able to share your own life experiences with them.
Yes. Oh, most definitely. It changed my life forever. And I can't say I know what foster care children go through because I don't, but I have somewhat of an idea of their feelings.
You know that many of these children have gone through some troubled times themselves.
Right.
As you've just said you did.
Right.
And so they'll see. I get the impression, and anybody can weigh in on this that wants to, but I get the impression that there are more kids today who have a fatalistic attitude about life, that it's never going to get any better, that this is the way life is. They don't have a good self-image, and they therefore move through life in some dangerous ways because they don't think there's anything else out there. There's no hope anyway.
Well, and I can share, Paul, some of these kids have not had experiences or role models that can tell them any different. One of the things that we're starting to address is like banking and opening up bank accounts. Kids that we see don't know about the banking system. They know about the check and go store on the corner or the party store that cashes checks for a fee. So we're really trying to teach our children that there are other ways that are less expensive and more feasible for you to be an adult. For some of our kids aging out of foster care with mentors, basic things like knowing to when to do your taxes. If you've not seen somebody do taxes, you don't know that you have to do your taxes, or how to change a tire on a car, or how to buy a new car. And so we try to use our mentoring program to really influence our young adults, and for those kids aging out, to really be kind of a figure where I can call and say, hey, I have this problem. Could you help me talk me through it? Because it's life experiences that kids nowadays aren't getting that we had gotten when we were growing up.
And they're not going to get it in a video game or in a music video or any number of the things that they are inundated with on a regular basis. They'll get it through talking to people like yourself. Mm-hmm. And from a program like this on WJR, this special edition, we're learning about ChildSafe. And you can get more information at ChildSafeMichigan.org. The mission is to provide foster care, adoption, and mentoring services to abused, neglected, and at-risk children. The focuses are advocacy, prevention, treatment, reunification, permanency, and community outreach. And Ashley Fell is a development associate having the annual fundraisers, and she's going to tell us some ways that you can help out. If you can't be a foster parent, there are still ways that you can become involved with ChildSafe and help the program. And Elizabeth Brazilian is the director of development. In fact, tell me, Elizabeth, while we have a moment here, what sets ChildSafe Michigan apart from other agencies?
Well, I'm so glad you asked me that question. And, you know, everyone is really, Paul, trying to do the best that they can. This is a very difficult situation, taking care of these children. They arrive with a tremendous amount of trauma. Their needs are very, very complex. I'm very proud of ChildSafe Michigan. We have an immensely supportive board of directors that are very, very passionate and very competent people. Our staff, I couldn't be more excited about our entire staff. They are totally committed to the success of every single child that comes into our care. And that takes a tremendous amount of effort and time. But truly, it is our culture. We have a culture at ChildSafe Michigan that says that every child deserves the absolute best that we can provide for them. And that is something that we do as a board and as a staff. We know every single child, and we know what they need.
I want to continue with that thought, that the culture, the vision, the mission, all of that, again, because I think we really need to hear it as much as we possibly can. So we'll come back to Elizabeth Brazilian, the Director of Development of ChildSafe Michigan, in just a moment.
Special edition Homeward Bound is presented by ChildSafe Michigan. Visit ChildSafeMichigan.org. Here's Paul W.
Along with the folks from ChildSafe Michigan, and Elizabeth Brazilian, Director of Development, is telling us what sets ChildSafe apart from other agencies. Talk a bit about who they are, what they do. You were giving us a bit about the culture there at ChildSafe. And please further explain that, the culture, the vision, the whole thing.
Well, you know, the concept of being compassionate and competent is something that I'm very excited about with us. We, as I mentioned earlier, we follow these children. From the moment that they arrive, we know and we want to know everything about them and what makes them suffer, what their pain is about, and we try, and we do make a huge difference in every one of those children's lives. As Anne Marie said, we have therapy, we have trauma therapy. We are very careful that when these children go to school, if they need a mentor, if they need help with tutoring, you know, they've been moved around so many times, Paul, and that is true. But by the time they get to us, once they get to us, then 90-some-odd% of the children that are in our care, only after they come to us, they're not moved again. They go back into reunification if that's possible, or we facilitate a proper adoption. And also, 85% of our children within 1 year of being in our service are in permanency. Hmm. That is something we're extremely proud
of. Should be
about.
Proud. First of all, it's a great and right goal, but to be able to hit it is excellent.
Absolutely. And our staff is on duty all the time. I mean, our executive director, each one of our foster care families has her cell phone number. I mean, we become a community. We become the village with our foster families. And, you know, we truly, truly support them in every possible way. And of course, the children as well. But to support our foster families is something we care about. We are so proud of these people that come to the plate to take these children. And it becomes a wonderful, wonderful gift for them. We have, you know, foster families that came to us that thought they couldn't have biological children, and they fostered and they adopted and they had this wonderful experience, and then lo and behold, the good Lord decided that they were going to have a biological
child. Certainly, I've heard stories like that time and time again, and I'm glad you're touching on that right now, Elizabeth, because as I'm sitting here and I'm looking at my notes and I'm reading, we're really talking about the kids and helping the kids, and we're talking about the volunteers and all of that. We know having a community where every child has a safe and loving family free of abuse and neglect is a very admirable and good thing, and that's what we all want. And we know how it will affect the children. Actually, Jennifer, from your own experiences, we've kind of gotten that feeling. But really, let's make a bigger deal out of the effect on the children's lives in the families that welcome in this foster child or adopted child. The way that families' lives have been improved by welcoming these children into their lives. Because I think that's probably one of the big stories that we don't hear about as much. So any one of you all of you can join in on that.
That's absolutely right. You know, we have a holiday party in December for all our foster families and our board members and all the children. And you see that, you know, and of course we give gifts to the foster children, but the foster children provide gifts for the other children in the house. And of course we make that happen. But you can see how with the right amount of help, Paul, it takes a lot of effort. And dedication. But that's our culture. We are totally committed to that. But when that happens, these families are so overjoyed and have beautiful families.
As so often is the case, when you give something to someone, give them the opportunity to come into your home, give them the opportunity to be a part of your family, you are sometimes amazed at what you get in return.
Absolutely. I know many adoptive families that will tell you the same thing. You know, people will say to them, well, aren't those children lucky that you adopted them? And almost always I've heard the adopted parent turn around and say, no, we're the lucky ones. And that's absolutely the truth. That's why I just ask everyone that can hear our voices today to consider being involved in one way or another in the lives of these children. They're in our communities. These are, you know, they're state wards, Paul, and we are our state, and we should be very involved in making sure that each one of these children has a chance. I mean, our kids all have a great chance, and we've got to love these kids as much, too. That's how I think we're going to be successful.
Is it wrong to say that becoming a foster parent is kind of like taking a test drive to adoption?
No, you could frame it in that way. I think it helps families understand the commitment, the time constraints. I think sometimes it's hard because especially if you want to adopt younger children, knowing that you're working with birth parents and reunification. I think, as Elizabeth indicated, most families are enriched by that.
I think if you go into it with that understanding, especially with the younger children, You have to get yourself, as difficult as it will be to say goodbye to that child that you have loved and you've welcomed into your home, you got to get the mindset that it's a beautiful thing that they can actually be back with their parents. And understand that as much as it might hurt you momentarily, you should be thrilled that you were there to help bridge the gap until they could be back.
And we see foster parents who can't maintain that relationship with those birth parents. So they might call them aunt and uncle, and they get together at family gatherings. Some of our foster parents that have retired because they adopted, who worked with foster children, maintain relationships. And I think that that's that mentoring model of foster parents then mentoring birth parents and providing support. It's not easy raising children. And I think, you know, there's a lot of research that supports that if you can have a healthy relationship with an adult through your childhood, you can be a productive citizen. And I think that's what our goal is we want to give these kids every chance that they can to go to college, get jobs, and be successful adults.
Who feels best to go through the ChildSafe logo with me, Owly? Who feels best to explain that to all of us?
I'll take a stab
about
at Owly. That. This is Elizabeth.
All right.
We're very proud of Owly. This is our mascot and our logo. And he's got glasses, and he's one of his wings looks like a heart.
Big heart.
A big heart. And the other wing looks like a leaf, and I'll tell you why. The leaf is indicates foster care, and we talk about that with new beginnings and growth and new opportunities and renewed, and that's what the leaf and the tree and, you know, all the cycles of spring and fall and all of that. The adoption, of course, is the heart, the large heart, and that has to do with love and forever, commitment, and unconditional love. And then, of course, the glasses that Owly is wearing, who are awfully cute, is having to do with mentoring, because that has to do with guidance and wisdom, learning, and reflection. Owly, you know, the owl has exceptional vision, and he has acute hearing, and he's wise, the wise owl. He's also very protective. He's brave. He has longevity, and I think he has sacred knowledge. The owl looks like he really knows something, doesn't he? And he has the insight and the truth. And that's why we love our Owly, who is our logo.
All right. Well done. Appreciate that, Elizabeth Brazilian. Ashley Fell, as a Development Associates, we have to support ChildSafe Michigan. And you have a whole bunch of different ways that people can help do that.
Absolutely. We do, Paul. And as Elizabeth and Amory mentioned, ChildSafe Michigan always goes above and beyond to provide support for the children and the families that we serve. And therefore, fundraising is a very important part of our business model. We have 4 to 5 fundraisers a year, and our biggest fundraiser of the year is coming up on May 17th at the Townsend Hotel in Birmingham, and it's our annual gala event. As I mentioned, it's the biggest fundraiser of the year for ChildSafe Michigan, and this year the theme is A Night in New Orleans. We will have an exciting live auction, great raffle prizes, a wonderful dinner, and great music and entertaining, and we're really looking forward to it. We also have our second biggest event of the year, which is a sporting clays shoot. And that takes place in September. This year it's September 18th, and it's at the Detroit Gun Club in Walled Lake. It's a fun day of competitive tournament. We call it our pull for kids, and everybody comes out and has a great time with each other. And it's, like I said, it's competitive and exciting, and that's also a great event.
May 17th at Townsend, A Night in New Orleans, the sporting clay shoot September 18th, but where was it again?
It's at the Detroit Gun Club in Walled Lake.
Okay. I'm just trying to write these things down as you say them. Detroit Gun Club, Walled Lake. Very good.
And then this year we have a new event that we're really excited about. On October 24th, we're going to host a VIP experience of Motown the Musical. And that is coming to Detroit and is going to be at the Fisher Theater this year, this fall. And our experience will include a private tour of Hitsville at the Motown Museum, a meet and greet with the cast, and then a private section of seats at the Fisher Theater where you'll be able to watch the musical. And we're really excited about that activity this year, and we know it's going to be a great event for us.
Great events coming up, and they'll be listed right there at childsafemichigan.org. Childsafemichigan.org. We'll continue and conclude with our special guests here on our special edition on WJR coming up. On our WJR special edition this evening, we're featuring Child Safe Michigan. We've learned what they're all about, and we've also heard many ways to help out in this either foster care or adoption or the whole idea of working from foster into adoption. But again, many ways to be involved and help out. And Ashley, if you could go through some of those again for us, just so we can be clear on that.
Absolutely, Paul. And I think there is some opportunity for everybody to get involved with this cause. Of course, the most obvious choices are to, if you've ever considered adding a child to your family, please consider foster care and adoption with Child Safe Michigan. There are so many children in need, and if you have the room in your heart and in your home, Child Safe Michigan can help you make that happen. The other not-so-obvious ways would be to consider volunteering. You can always sign up as a mentor through our mentoring department, and you'll be matched with a child who is in need of your guidance and your wisdom, and you can help that child grow and develop into a successful adult. We're also looking for corporate sponsors, always, for businesses to get involved to help us fund our programs and our costs of the events. So there's always ways that you can donate or get your business involved as a sponsor. We're also looking to fill our events to make them successful. So attending an event such as the gala or the, if you like to shoot clays, you can come to the pool. We have these great events and we need people to come and support them. So those are some ways that you can get involved.
And let me go over that again. May 17th at the Townsend, the beautiful Townsend Hotel, a night in New Orleans. You've got Sporting Clays, the Sporting Clays shoot, September 18th, the Detroit Gun Club in Walled Lake. And October 24th, a VIP experience, Motown the Musical, which will be a lot of fun. And all of this information, including other ways to get involved, will be found at Child Safe Michigan. Remember to spell out Michigan, childsafemichigan.org. In the few minutes left, I want to find out from each one of you the most important thing you want us to take away from our little conversation this evening. And I'll start with Elizabeth Brazilian, the Director of Development.
Thank you, Paul. I think the most important thing for me as far as Child Safe Michigan is concerned is our culture and our caring for these children, each individual one. Please think about us and check us out on the website. Give us a call. We'll be so anxious to talk to anyone who is interested in taking care of or helping this amazing cause. These are our kids, and they're beautiful children. They really, really are worth our effort, I promise.
I'm sure. Thank you, Elizabeth, the Brazilian Director of Development. Jennifer Brubaker, Mentoring Supervisor.
I would just say, real quick, I would say close your eyes.
You don't have to be real quick.
I would say close your eyes. Imagine a child who has changed placements multiple times, a child who has had to change schools multiple times, a child who is living in a home, and in a second they are torn away from their bed, leaving their teddy bear, their clothes, and all their possessions. Mentoring a child is the only consistency that a child may have in their life. And if you're considering fostering, you're considering adopting, but you're not quite sure, mentoring is a way to go.
Well put, and from the heart. And Ashley Fell, our development associate.
I would just say that if you've been thinking about doing something in your spare time, that Child Safe Michigan can find something for you to make you feel good and make an impact in the community, and most importantly, to help a child. We can help you find that piece that you might have been missing in your life.
And you've heard what Jennifer, Elizabeth, and Ashley have had to say. You know what we've talked about over this last hour. As the Executive Director, Anne Marie Lesniak, your thoughts as well.
We have lots of opportunity for volunteering, advocating. We can come to your business to talk to your staff. We can come to your church to talk about foster care. I think that, my my thought is that there's really no perfect family, and every family can make an impact on a child. We have a variety of opportunities throughout the year, whether it's the fundraising, backpack drives for children, shoes for children, Christmas, sponsoring a child at Christmas. There's lots of ways to get involved, for children to get involved. We work with children who raise funds for children to send them to summer camp. We're open, and we can come to you, and I would encourage you to check our website out. Call us at the office, 248-353-0921, and we can see what works for you.
248-353-0921. Sometimes hard to get a number off the radio, but there it is, 248-353-0921, or it's easy to remember, childsafemichigan.org online. Child Safe Michigan is a foster care, adoption, and mentoring agency working with neglected, abused, and at-risk children. As a Michigan-based 501c3 nonprofit organization, they make a direct difference in hundreds of children's lives every year with a vision of a community where every child has a safe and loving family free of abuse and neglect. And to accomplish this, Child Safe strives to be a compassionate and competent system of care, provides a full continuum of care for children and families involved in the welfare system, supports and promotes active learning to help children reach their full potential, enriches the lives of children, and guides them to become caring citizens with a mission to provide foster care, adoption, and mentoring services to abused, neglected, and at-risk children. The focuses are advocacy, prevention, treatment, reunification, permanency, and community outreach. And as we've learned tonight, 14,000 children in Oakland, Macomb, and Wayne counties are being served and in need of help, the help that Child Safe Michigan can give. These are the people behind the scenes, from Ashley Fell, Development Associate, Elizabeth Brazilian, Director of Development, Jennifer Brubaker, Mentoring Supervisor, and Anne-Marie Lesniak, Executive Director. The people behind the scenes we wouldn't have had the chance to meet if it weren't for Mike Feasey and Huntington Bank and their Best in Business. They were the recipients of an award at the Best in Business evening that we had just a few weeks ago, and it all came together brilliantly, noting that this month is Child Abuse Awareness Month, knowing what Child Safe Michigan is doing, what they're up against, and knowing how we could all pitch in to help. And so that's what we're asking. That's all they're asking. Whether it's coming to May 17th at Townsend for a night in New Orleans, whether it's September 18th at the Detroit Gun Club in Walled Lake for Sporting Clay's shoot, or October 24th for not just Motown the Musical, but a VIP experience of Motown the Musical. There are so many ways you can get involved and that you can help out, and you will feel the fulfillment and the wonderful joy of expanding your family and helping children. And I can't think of anything better to do with our WJR special edition than to kick it off with Child Safe Michigan. Thank you all for the work you do every day. We really appreciate it. Thanks for giving us an opportunity to learn together and to tell others about what Child Safe Michigan is all about. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul, for having us.
Remember, it's childsafemichigan.org. Childsafemichigan.org. I'll be talking to you in the mornings, 5:30 till 9 on WJR. Till next time, regards, Paul W. Smith.